That's like an entrance, opening into an achsadra, which is like an open porch. Umrafesis, that's like an open balcony. Maybe the beis shar, the gate that opens up into an open balcony or an open porch is also mechuyevin a mezuzah. Talmud Loim, the pasuk says no bayis. It has to have a bayis. Ma bayis miyuchad ladira, just like a house is oimit to live inside it. Yatzu elu shein miyuchadim ladira. So therefore, a balcony or an achsadra porch, it's not oimit for living. You don't live inside there. Here, the achsadra means like an outside porch that's opened by three sides of it. So that's not called a mokum dira. Or hu adin rafeses, that's the top of a balcony. Nobody lives on the balcony. So since it's not a base dira, therefore the base shar, this gate that opens up into it, is also part of a mezuzah. Now, yochol shani marba av beis akisei, or vizoy, if you have a bias, that's miyuchol nadira, as long as you live there. So maybe a beis akisei is also mechuyevin a mezuzah. L'mais, you're living there. Heis yochol, I would think, shani marba, from the word bias, af beis akisei, o beis abruski, the room you make to make the skin there, o beis amerchets, the bathhouse, o beis atfilo, by the mikvah. Talmud Leiman, the pasuk says bias, a house. Ma bias or suyu l'kovid, rov tashmishmish, rov things you do in a house, is the kovidik, you live there in a normal manner. Is af kol hasuyu l'kovid, only something, a room, that the tashmish there is a kovidik a tashmish. Yotsu elu mashenkin, these rooms, shein hasuyu l'kovid. These rooms are not made l'kovid, the beis akisei, the beis abruski, therefore the potem in a mezuzah, and faket is an issa. You're not allowed to put a mezuzah there. You'd be mevazah the mezuzah. But our koponim was still going to the alta kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda, at the beginning of the Brisa said clearly, from bisharechom, would be marba even the shar that goes into the storage houses, still you see the mechuyev in mezuzah. Vaita, yochol, I would think vaita, shani marba, af harabayis, maybe in the harabayis, in the beis amigdash, also all the lishchoyis, or the harabayis itself, while lishchoyis, the rooms inside the harabayis, for hazorah is the hazorah inside the beis amigdash, maybe the shorim, the gates opening up to these things, also a mechuyev in mezuzah. Talmud Leiman, though, the pasuk says bayis, yeah, your house, means beisecha, mezuzah is beisecha. Ma bayis shu choyl, just like a regular house is choyl, means you own it, you can do what you want with it, it doesn't belong to Hegdish, it's choyl. Is av kol shu choyl, who are in any house that's choyl, that doesn't belong to Hegdish? Or beyotzu elu shen kredish, ma shenke in the harabayis, the beis amigdash, the lishchoyis, the azoris, in the beis amigdash, since it belongs to kredish, it has a din hegdish on it, has a din milah on it, therefore for sure it's potem in a mezuzah. With dash in the word bias has to be doimed to a house that's choyl. So the Gemara tiyufta, hakoponu from this bris, it's a tiyufta to Reb Yehuda. That here it says klor, with dash in the pasuk of Visharecha, that even a shar, even a gate, opening up into a refes, into lulin, into matfin, oitzras yayin, a warehouse that you store your wine, you store your shem, and it says clearly chayovim be mezuzah. That's where Allah, we take a pasuk like the Kana and not like Rav Yehuda. Because Pashti Gemara slugs up Rav Yehuda. It's enough in the Braitha that the shara, the gate that opens up into a warehouse, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. Therefore, garages, befrat if it's a garage near your house, Pashti the svar is that since you have your house right there, and your garage is like an extension from your house, that's also called a beis dira. Like, that's the way you live in your house. You have to store things outside in other rooms, but that's the way you live. You live that you have a room to store your wine in. So storing your wine in that room is also a chilek of the tashmash of the bayis. Therefore, it's also included in v'sharecha and beisecha, that's called the mokem dira, yimchuyev in the mezuzah there. Yeah, then the Brice also said that yochosh shenimar be'af beishar, I was thinking even a beishar is also mechuyev in the mezuzah, or beishar achsadrim rafeses, tamulay mebayis, that a beis shar is potter. The first is asked the kasha that he's shown him that there's the Gemara in Melachos that says clearly a beis shar is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. The first is asked the kasha yochosh shenimar ba'af beis shar mashma de beis shar potter in a mezuzah v'teima de perak koymetz rabba tanya beis shar achsaga frasas chayovim be mezuzah v'chei mashma perak hamo de sukkah de beis shar chayiv be mezuzah kavishtei sukkahis. So Tais Teretz is Yeshleima Dohocha Midiraisa Koma Midiraisa, the Beis Shar for these things is Potter Vosim Midirabonin, there it's Potter is there it's Chayim Midirabonin. Inami Tais says Dohocha Mari Beis Shar Shal Achsadra U Beis Shar Shal Mrafesis Vaidik Toni Beis Shar Achsadra Pirush Shal Achsadra, that because Right? The teretz is very nagei, the yofg of the teretz here. That a beis shar means like a foyer. That's a room opening up into another room. Now, if the inside room is called the beis dira, people live there, then even the outside room is also mechuyvin in mezuzah. That the Abu Gemara says here, a beis shar from a mafestas and achsadra is potter, it's only because this room itself is potter, it's not called the beis dira. An achsadra means tam, an open porch by itself. There's no house around there. You just have a gate open up into an open porch, or a gate open up into a mafestas, just to the balcony. Since it's not leading into any beis dira, therefore the beis shar is potter min a mezuzah. Mashenka, in a beis shar that leads into a room, you're mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Now a beis shar means any gate, any room that leads you into the house, that in that house is a makam dira, so the outside room is also mechuyiv in a mezuzah. So v'chomadik alocha beis shar, that means in a foyer, or when you come into the house, even like this little room here, let's say, the more you come into your house, and as soon as you come in, you have mamash a very small room just to hang up clothing there, and then you come into the house itself. So usually your room is only mechuyiv in a mezuzah if you have dal dal dal. It has to at least be dal damis by dal damis. If it's less than that, it's potem in a mezuzah. But a beis shar is mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Like the foyer, the first little room you come into the house. Since like that's the shar, that's the opening up how to get into your house, that room is called the beis shar. It also has a chiyuv to put a mezuzah. Even though there's no size, it could be as small as it is. Less than dalad by dalad, but a beis shar that opens up into the house, into a beis dira, that has the chiyuv to put a mezuzah. Here we're patterning on, as I says, it's a beis shar of an achsadra and a mafesis, as it only opens up into an open porch. So since that's not a makam dira, you don't live there, that's why the beis shar is potter. The enechlam, the beis shar that opens up into a place where people live, you mechuyiv. And some say, that's the pshat from stam, a shari'ir. We're saying, if you, the gates of the Medina, the gates of the cities, is also mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Why? The Khuri don't live outside in the fields, but the pshat is, that's the shar to eventually come into your house. Like the way you come into the city, you come in through the first gate, then you go into the gate of your chutzar, then you go into your house. So since all these gates eventually end up to come into your house, that's why, b'shorechon, all the shurim are also mechuyiv in a mezuzah. And this is a machlokes v'shoinim. The Ritvor brings down, some learn that it's only midrabbonin. The Bishorecha, like it's only a nesmachti, they learn that really, yoni mechuyiv in a mezuzah midraisa in your house, the beis dira itself. The Shorim is only midrabbonin. Another sheet is learned, no, it's mamash drosha midraisa. That Bishorecha, all these beis shars, they're also mechuyiv mezuzah midraisa. Yeah, then the Gemara said about another chiddush here, that I would think even the beis hamikdash is also mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Talmud leimer no bias. That stam bias means a choil. Now in this Gemara here, so the Shonim say the sugi before didn't go like this. Like the Tosafos Shonim says here, the bottom one, yotzeu ela shel hekdesh, o mahai time of ptura lishchas parhadrin, o kriyav Yehuda mitukma, diu l'rabbonon amait tzara kro, v'adira bakor v'lo shimei dira. Now the Chur, before we had a machlokes about lishchas parhadrin, does need a mezuzah or not. That the Rabbonin Shita before was, lishchas parhadrin, mi'ikar radin, needs a mezuzah. We have Yehudi Shita before was, no, mi'ikar radin is potem in a mezuzah, it's only a din the Rabbonin, that it's mechuyiv at gzera, it needs a mezuzah. So really, the Ritva speaks out that this sugya does not go according to either one of them before. Because here we're saying that potter from a posik, it says bias, and bias means shulchoyl, and not shel kodesh. And before, according to Rabbanan Shita, the Lishkas Parhadrin was mechuyiv in a mezuzah. So they don't dash in this drosha that it has to be shechol. They held even shel hegdish could also be mechuyiv in a mezuzah. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda we had before, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said as potem in a mezuzah, the Gemara's maskana was because it's called the dira bar korcha, which is loy shemei dira. In other words, since the Kohen Gadol, when he goes to live in the Lishkas Parhadrin, he's like forced to go there, even though it's a mitzvah to go there, but he's not going with his wife, with his mishpach, he's going by himself. That's called the Dira Bar Kocha, which is Lo Shemei Dira, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's why he said, really, Mikar Adin is Potem in a mezuzah. Now, the only reason why the Rabbanan said to put a mezuzah on that Lishka was people shouldn't say the Kohen God is going into jail. Like, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, a jail is also Potem in a mezuzah. Why is a jail potter from a mezuzah? The same svarim, because that's called the dira bar korcha. I mean, you know, nobody wants to go into jail to live there. So even though they put you into jail, you get a 5-year sentence. So who you live there, mamash, for 5 years, day and night. That's your house now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you potter from a mezuzah, because that's called dira bar korcha, which is loy shemei dira. So that's what Yehuda said. That's why the Lishkas Parhadrin is also potter min mezuzah. A new svara. Because since the Kohen Godlike is forced to go there, he can't live there with his wife, so he's like forced to be there. That's why it's potter min mezuzah. But Mashra, without that svara though, it would have been mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Shonim said that's not like Abu Gemara here. They didn't dashen this pasuk. We're dashening here. Here we're dashening. The pasuk says bayis mashman has to be shachol. It has to be a normal house that you can live in. Mashenkin the Beis Hamikdash and lishchoyis. Since they belong to Hegdish, therefore the potum in a mezuzah. Perech Naima, the sugis before didn't go with this Gemara. But that we had before, that was the machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanin. That the Rabbanin hold a dira bar kocha shmei dira. Therefore the Rabbanin said the lishchas parhadrin was mechuyev in a mezuzah. Even though the Kohen Godlike was forced to go there, but that's where it was, a dira bar koch, even though you're forced to be there, still it's called a dira. And at this point, we pass on the Rabbonin. So, if anybody's in jail, he has to have a mezuzah there. We pass on the jail is mechuyev in the mezuzah. Because lemaisa, the guy is living there, that's his dira there. He's forced to be there. So that's the machlekes, you have Yud and the Rabbonin, and we pass on the Rabbonin. That a dira bar koch is also shmei dira. So someone has to be in jail, and the son is mechuyev in the mezuzah there. So only if you have more than 30 days. Say, for 30 days, you put up in a mezuzah. But if you have more than 30 days, the chur, you mechuyev in a mezuzah. You're right. Right. Tony Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Kai made the rover. Shisha Sha'orim Pturim in a mezuzah. There are six different type of doors that these doors are put up in a mezuzah. Beis HaTeven, Ubeis HaBokor, Ubeis HaTim, Ubeis HaTroyz. As this town holds that a stam, a warehouse, a storage room, is potum in a mezuzah. So even though there's nothing wrong in the shahr, in the gate, or the door is a normal door, but since you're only using this room for storing and not for living there, this sheet holds they're potum in a mezuzah. Ushar HaModai, this is something wrong with the gate itself, the door itself. Shar HaModai Rashi says, Shoysin Bekipa, the top is made an archway. It's not like a square on top, the door. It's an archway. It's round on top. Shekein Oysin B'Modai, that's where they used to make the gates, or the doors in Modai. So this she told, Shar HaModai is potter from the mezuzah. We'll soon see why. Ushar Sheino Mekura. Who did if you have a gate that doesn't have anything on top of it? There's no top post. It's just on two sides and no top post. That's also not called a door to mechayev mezuzah. Rashi Sheinu Makura Shu Paras Milamala. Straight on top, there's no post on top. It's open. Lagamri Shein Me'ein Kisui. There's no covering on top of the door, so such a doorway is potter from a mezuzah. A mezuzah has to be you have two side posts and you have a piece on top. That's called the doorway. Ushar Sheinu Gavoya Yud. Another p'tur is the doorway has to at least be 10 tefachim high. If it was less than 10 tefachim high, that's not called beisechem. That's not called derech bia. You can't come into the house that way. If it's less than yud tefachim high, you put up in a mezuzah. Kedimur akasha. Omulei posachto b'shisha. You start off saying you have six gates that are put up in a mezuzah. V'salachto b'shivan. You said seven gates. You said more than you start out with. Omulei, you answered back, shar hamodai tanoihi. That we said if you have a doorway, that on top it's an archway, that's a machoikis. It's not so posh, you put them in a mezuzah. That's why really six, for sure you put them. And the Shar HaModai, this is a machoikis tanoim. The Tanya we learned, keeper. If you have a doorway that has an archway on top, is Reb Meir Mechai the mezuzah. Reb Meir says, still you have a chiyah to put a mezuzah up. I don't care if it's an archway, it's circle on top, half of a circle on top, still it's called a Pesach, you mechuyah in a mezuzah. The Chachamim poitrim. The Chachamim say no, an archway is not called a Pesach. You put them in a mezuzah. The Shovim, but they're both made like this. Like where is the machlekes? The Shovim, everybody holds like that, like this. Shem Yesh Barag Lo Asara. That if on the bottom of the archway, the feet of the archway is 10 tefachim high, before it starts to become round, Shechayovim b'mezuzah. Then everybody holds him mechuyev in a mezuzah. In other words, if you say that the mezuzah is that Pesach has to at least be 10 tefachim high, and it has to at least be dalet tefachim wide. So if you have 10 high, and here it's still dalet tefachim wide, that's called a Pesach. I don't care if higher up than that, then it comes like an archway. Then it becomes smaller. It doesn't stay on top dalet tefachim away. No, on top the archway comes much closer. So on top here it's less than dalet tefachim wide. like this picture here. But so what? Since on the bottom, the black part on the two sides, it's 10 tefachim high, and the cross, it's dalat tefachim wide across, that's called the Pesach. Even though further up, when you have the archway, it's no more dalat tefachim apart. So I don't care what's above yud. As long as yud tefachim high, you have wide dalat tefachim, that's called the Pesach yimichuv in the mezuzah. This everybody holds from. It's not a din, it has to be a square on top. The Torah why kippah would be is because it's not wide dalat tefachim. So v'shov, everybody holds. Shem yesh paraglo asara, that if the bottom feet are 10 tefachim high up, before it starts to become narrow on top, shechayavim mezuzah. Like Rashi says, v'shovim shem yesh paragle yud, koydim sheyaschol igel, before it comes a circle, utismayit rochbo, before it comes smaller than dalat tefachim, shechayavis yimuchivin mezuzah. Shafilu shehakel sosim, miyud l'malagot, even if you close the whole thing on top up, Yeshir Pesach, the Goyva Yud Brach of Dalad. As long as you have Yud Tvachim high, wide by four Tvachim, that's a Shir Pesach to Mechayiv in the Mezuzah. So I don't care if above that it becomes into an archway, it becomes round, and on top it's less than Dalad Tvachim, I don't need the top altogether. Close up the whole top, still about on the bottom you have Yud Tvachim high, that's called a Pesach. Right. And Omer Abaya. The Kula Yal, everybody holds. Kavoya Yud, if it's 10 Tfachim high. V'yein Baragla Gimel. But there's not even 3 Tfachim on the bottom before it starts to get narrow. Is V'lav Klum. That's not called anything. That's not called the Pesach. Hey, the Pesach has to be that at least the bottom Gimel Tfachim is wide 4 Tfachim. But if here, even the bottom Gimel Tfachim of the archway, the bottom Gimel Tvachim right away becomes narrower, that it's not a part Dal Tvachim, that's not called a Pesach at all. You need at least Gimel Tvachim. Less than Gimel Tvachim is like called part of the ground, so Bechla, you don't have any space here. That's why Dal Tvachim, that's not called a Pesach at all. Rashi's V'ein Baragla Gimel, Goyva, it doesn't even get 3 Tvachim off the ground, Shenismayit Roch Bakodin Shakviyo Gvoya Gimel. That before it's 3 tefachim off the ground, it's already narrower, it's less than 4 tefachim. V'lav klumi, that's nothing then. The chol pochus mi gimel goiva aryas michti. Anything less than gimel tefachim off the ground is considered like part of the ground. V'yen kan tzad shem pesach. You don't have a shem pesach here at all. Shel dalet. A pesach has to be at least wide dalet tefachim. V'afilu reb meya moida. There's not even a beginning of the Pesach. Like we still see, you can't even say a Pesach here. So the bottom. In other cases, Yesh Paragla Gimel. Let's say on the bottom you have 3 Tvachim coming up. And those first three Tvachim, it's wide, Dalat Tvachim apart. First, after the sideways come up 3 Tvachim, then it becomes narrow, then they come together. Even so, v'ein a gvoya yud, but it doesn't come up higher than yud tefachim. Hey, it's less than before it comes high yud tefachim. It comes closed. Vayta v'loy klum. It's not anything. V'lav klum hi. That's also not called a pesach, because a pesach has to at least have 2 tenoim. A pesach means an opening means it's yud tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So if a chal it's not yud tefachim at all high, then it's potter. It's not called a pesach at all. Where is the machlokes remain of Yehuda? Ela begvoy hayud. Well, the maaser is yud tefachim high. Let this picture on the side. The height until the top of the archway is yud tefachim high. V'yesh paragla gimel. Now on the side, the two sides here, the black side of it is gimel tefachim high, which at that height, gimel tefachim, they are wide 4 tefachim away. So that's called haschola. You have something to make a pesach here. V'yein baruch badalit. But on top, when it starts to come more than Gimel Tefachim high, then the archway comes narrow, and you don't have any more Roch of Dalat Tefachim. Of V'yesh Bo Lochuk Lashlim Liarba. Well, like this picture here, the sides is a thick piece of wood. Like really, you could hollow out the sides here to make it Roch of Dalat Tefachim. In other words, there is material there to hollow it out to make it Roch of Dalat Tefachim all the way up. In other words, it is high, Yud Tefachim high, the opening. Just the top of the opening became narrower because the archway went roundwards. But there is a space there to be chokak to hollow it out. That's the machlokes. That Reb Meir holds, We say in Shatzah Svara, we look as if we hollowed out the sides of the archway to make it rochev dalad all the way up to Yutvachim, and it's called a Pesach. For Rabbanan Savra, Rabbanan Shita is no, ain chaykikin lahashlim. We don't say the Svara to look as if we hollow it out to give it a shem that's called a Pesach. The Rabbanan say a Pesach means the Metzias. There has to be Yutvachim high with the rochev dalad tvachim. If you don't have your width of dalad tvachim coming up high, 10 tvachim, the top 2 tvachim, since the archway became narrow, it's not rochev dalad, it's part of a mezuzah. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Even though there's a thick wood on both sides that you could hollow it out, because the man you didn't hollow it out, you're part of a mezuzah. And the Meir Shita is no. We look as if it was hollowed out, even though it's not hollowed out, the wood is still there. On top, the top few tvachim is less than dalat tvachim wide. So what? But since it's possible to hollow it out, it has a din as if it's hollowed out. Gimel. Since the bottom three tvachim was bereichiv dalid, was wide for tvachim, shein pesach olov. That's enough to give it a shein pesach. Bereyin kiluhu chokuk. The rest of it, we look as if it's hollowed out. Lamala, all the way on top. Leharchiv kimidosa shalamata. To make it just as wide on top as it is on bottom. And the Rabbanan say we don't hold that svara. Rabbanan savri ain't chokuk lahashlim. That's the machlokes by a modai. Now the only machlokes is in this case, where the bottom three tvachim is rochiv dalid, and on top it's not, you say chokin lahashlim or not. Torah, but our archways usually are about still mechiv in a mezuzah. Usually any house that you have an archway there, for sure it's at least yud tvachim high, rochiv dalid tvachim, about it's mechiv in a mezuzah. Torah Rabbonin, beis hakneses, a shul, or beis isha, a house that a woman owns, a lady lives there, or beis hashutfim, if two people own a house together, chayov is the mezuzah. They have a chiv to put a mezuzah. Shutfim am mechuyv in a mezuzah. For the Gemara Pshita, Havada, why not? Moramal, the same I would have thought. Beisecho, the Pesach says, al mezuzah is beisecho. For loy beiso, beisecho means your house and not a lady's house. Or else beisecho, v'loy batayim, your house, a private house, and not shutfis, not of partners. Kamash mula, no, that both of them are mechuyv in a mezuzah. A beisa isha, and a beisa shutfis mechuyv in a mezuzah. For the Gemara of Eimahochinami, maybe it's true. Why don't we say Beisecha means private house and not an Isha's house? On Makro, the Pesach says, Laman Yirbu Yimechim Yimevinechim. That putting on a mezuzah is a skula to have a long life. Laman Yirbu Yimechim. Is Hani Boyichai, Vahani Leboyichai? You want to say these people need life and these people don't need life? Like for sure an Isha also needs life. So it's a svaram that an Isha also has to put a mezuzah up on her house. So Kveg asked the Kasha, Nachur, this is only a good Svara, Anisha. Anisha should be Mechiv in a mezuzah because she also needs life. But what about Shutfis? When two people own the house together, Nachur, that's not a Svara because they need life. They should have a mezuzah. Avada Shutfis, if you want to have a mezuzah, own your own house. Like it's not a Ptur on the Gavra. The Gavra, if you want to have life, so own your own house and put up a mezuzah. But we're saying a Svara, the Pesach says, Beisecho means a private house, and not Poseim. So maybe Shutfus is still potem in the mezuzah. Because how do you know from this Svara, Shutfus are potem in the mezuzah? That's the way he asked the Kasha. Some of Hashem want to answer that it's from the Diyak, from the Pesach of Laman Yirbu Yemechim. It's a Lashon Rabin. The Pesach is even talking to a Rabin. A few people together also, you'll have an Arichas Yama from a mezuzah. So Mashm, even a Beis HaShutfus, also there's a Chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. For the Gemara, Ela Beis Cholomli, so why does the Pesach say Beis Echo? If we're saying even Shutfis, even a Beis Isha is also Mechuyv in a mezuzah, why does the Pesach say Beis Echo? Kidu Rova, like Rova Darshins. The Yomai Rova, Derech Beyoscha, it's on which side of the door do you have to put the mezuzah up? On the right side of the door. Why? It's the Derech, the way you come into the house. The Chiyokar Inish Karya Diamina Okab Resha. Usually when people start walking, they walk with the right foot first. Like right before you come into the door, you open up the door, now you start walking, usually you come in with your right foot. That's a svara, the right side should have the mezuzah. And which is the right side? The derech via. The way you enter the room, not the way you leave the room. You always have to look at the house the way you enter, and the entrance, on the right side of the entrance, you have to put the mezuzah. Trashi derech biyasecha liyamin beboye labayis v'loyamin letzaisoy. Not the right way you leave the room, but the right coming into the room. That's why you put the mezuzah up. Tan yiduch, learned another braisa. Beis hakneses or beis hashrutz from the beis isha mitanav minegoyim. That if a neger comes in the house, there's a tumas negoyim on the house. For the mar pshita, like why not? Mother time I would have thought the pasuk says, "O boa shaloi habayis." The kohen comes into the house, "Ashaloi habayis," that he owns the house. Oh, no, it's going the kohen. Sam, "O boa shaloi habayis," is loy v'loy lo. I would think loy means your house and not lo, not her house. Loy v'loy lehen, a private house and not a beis hashutfim. So kamash v'lon. That's what the Mishnah has to say there. That there also is a dinega, the din negoyim on a beis hashutfim. Maybe it's true. The pasuk says, "Ubo asher loy." Maybe it's only a private house, only a male, not a nisha. Or makro, the pasuk says, "Bebeis eretz achuzafchem." Mash maloshin rabin. That's totally whoever has nachuza in Eretz Yisrael. Or bezoi, and vice versa, noshim also have nachuza in Eretz Yisrael. Vice versa. Yeah. So why does the pasuk say Yabua Sheloi? Why does Negoyim totally in Loi in his house? And the Gemara, you know who gets a neger in his house? Misha miyachad beisay Loi. It means a person is very stingy that keeps his house only for himself. When somebody says, "Lend me some kalim," the guy says, "I don't have any kalim." The Oyma Shein Loi. The guy says, "I don't have it. You want to borrow my knife? I don't have any knife." So what does Hashem do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarsamoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that you'll have to show all your knives to everybody. Kish mefanes beisoy. That later when Hashem puts a neger in your house, the lach is you have to empty out your house. So when you start to take out everything from your house, everybody's going to see what you have. So that's the person that gets the neger. Hey, so boah shaloi. If you are stingy, keep everything in your house to yourself, that's a chifrachet, you get a neger. Prat lamashu kelo b'achirim. Lafuke someone lends out his kelim to other people, he won't have a nega. For the Gemara, beis hakneses mimetam v'negoyim, is it true that a beis hakneses could also have a nega, have tumas negoyim? For a tiny we learned, yocho yi yoboti kinesios aboti medroshois mitam v'negoyim. Maybe there is a hilchos tumas negoyim on a shul or beis hamedrash. Talmudim, the pasuk says, ubo asher loy habayis. No, only the house that belongs to you. Mishem yuchid loy, a house that belongs to a private person. Yotzu ein l'shem yuchodim loy. Mashenik in the basic nest is a house that belongs to the rabbim. Yepote, there's no din tumas negoyim. Tchurit zistira. And the Gemara lekash, there's no stira here. Hor Reb Meir, hor Rabbonin. Stakas machloikis, Reb Meir and the Rabbonin. The Tanya we learned like this. Beis haknesses, sheyesh ba beis dira. If you have a shul that has a room there, lechazen haknesses, that the shamish of the shul sleeps there, is chayiv b'mezuzah. Then this basic nest is mechuyev in the mezuzah. Since it's opened up to the room that the shamash lives there, it's called the beis dira. The shein ba beis dira. Let's say the shamash, nobody lives in the shul, is Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir shita is still a basic nest is mechuyev in the mezuzah. The chachamim poitrin, chachamim patiyu. So kis you see it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir and the rabbon is a basic nest is mechuyev in the mezuzah or not. So is that called like a bias or not? So Gemara Sush telling who would by negoyim would be the same machlokes. Reb Meir that says it's mechuyev in a mezuzah will hold who didn't have tumas negoyim also. And according to the rabbanon that say that a basic nesses is potem in a mezuzah, who didn't, it's not called the bias filchos negoyim. The boy is saying another teretz is hovor rabbanon. No, it both goes according to rabbanon shita that holds what that you potem in a mezuzah. So if so, a basic nesses should also not have tumas negoyim. So why does one brayer say it has tumas negoyim? For the kasha, hod yisba beis dira, hod lesve beis dira. One beis knesses means where there's a beis dira there. That means the shamish lives there. So since it's considered a beis dira for the shamish, that's where I'll have tumas negoyim. The enechnami, a beis knesses that nobody lives there, just like it's potem in a mezuzah, who then is not called a bias for tumas negoyim. The boy is saying, oh, ho, the less for beis dira. I'll tell you, both prices are talking about where nobody lives in the shul. I, it's a stira, one price that says there is a tumas negoyim, one says not. I'll tell you, boho, the krochim, vo, the kforim. It depends where the basic nesses is. If it's the Kruachim, the big cities, or the Kfarim, the small cities. Shrashi, the Kruachim. Shumokim, Shvokim. That's a big city, has a lot of roads in it. Umizkapsim, Shomim, Mekoyim, Asarbe. People come there from a lot of different places. That's called like a public base of Knesset, belongs to nobody. Whoever wants to come to daven there, that's potter from the mezuzah, that's potter from the tumas negoyim. Udikvarim though, kol bolov nikorim. But a private base of Knesset, the people own it, so it's nikur who the bailam are. That's already called like a base hashutfim that you mechuyev in a mezuzah who then has tumas negoyim. For the Gemara, the krochim may matam of negoyim, is that true that a public base of Knesset it has no tumas negoyim? For Tanya we learned achuzaschem matam of negoyim v'yend Yerushalayim matam of negoyim. Base achuzaschem is anything that has Yerusha, like any part of Eretz Yisrael that went b'teres Yerusha has tumas negoyim. It's only Yerushalayim that doesn't have tumas negoyim. So Drashi, v'yein Yerushalayim etamim ben goyim, shein achuz alehem, because this man the Yom holds Yerushalayim was not given away but teres the Yerusha. Kisova lo nischalko l'shevet Yehuda u'ben Yomin ela kol ha'shvatim shavim bo. This man the Yom holds Yerushalayim was never given away but teres the Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. It didn't go to shevet Yehuda and ben Yomin, rather it's like a parva. It belongs to kol ha'shvatim shavim bo. Nobody has an achuza, nobody has Yerusha in Yerushalayim. Therefore, it has no tumas negoyim either. It's not called beis achuzaschem. But I call upon him not for Yerushalayim, mashm every other place has a tumas negoyim. Mashm even the krochim, even the big cities. But since it's not in the beis, it's not in Yerushalayim, it would have tumas negoyim. Omri Rav Yehuda, Yehuda said like this, Ani lo yishamat, I only heard like this, Elamoka migdish bovad. No, only the beis migdish has no tumas negoyim. Sastus machlokes if you there in the Tanakama. Bohabote can see us about the midrashes, mitame benegoyim, the afagav the krochim ninu. But mashma clearly that stam big shuls, even though it's in a big city, it belongs to public, still it's has tumas negoyim. It's only Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash that has no tumas negoyim, but everything else does has. Drashya niloy shemati, kosava nechla kol shvatim. Yet you dishit to that even Yerushalayim has a din Yerusha, was given away the terrace Yerusha to Shevet Binyam and Shevet Yehuda. Elamoka migdish bovad, kishakona David as Gurim Yaroino, Hayahusi, when David bought the mokum for the base of migdish, govo akesav mikol Shevet b'Shevet. He collected the money from all the Shvatim, kidarmina b'Sefri, of the Shchitas Kodeshim. Therefore, the Mokim HaMikdash, that belongs to all the Shvatim, that has no Din Yerusha. But the rest of the Yerushalayim of Yehuda Shita was given away by Teres Yerusha Seretz Yisrael, and therefore it's called Beis Achuzaschem, that there is a Tumas Negoyim there, and that's the Kasha. How could you say that a Beis HaKnesses, the Kerochim, has a Tumas Negoyim? Here is the Mashm, only Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara Eima, Omer Rav Yehuda, say like this, Rav Yehuda say like this, Ani Loi Shemati Ela Mokim Mekudesh Bovad. I only heard any mokim mekudish, like a beis haknesses, that has no tumas negoyim. Senech nami, it's not a din in the beis hamikdash, it's a din in any mokim mekudish, doesn't have tumas negoyim. Trashi ela mokim mikdash, mokim mekudish. So more of a mikum, if looking, what's the machloikis then? Trashi rebhudu rabbonin, what's this machloikis if a mokim mekudish could have tumas negoyim or not? That tanakama sover, or who I did, what's the machloikis about Yerushalayim? Was Yerushalayim have tumas negoyim or not? That Tanakam is sava Yerushalayim loy neschalko l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not given away but turned with Yerusha to the Shvatim. Yerushalayim belongs to whole Klai Yisrael. Therefore it's not called Beis Achuzaschem. There's no tumas negoyim in Yerushalayim. For Rabbi Yehuda sava Yerushalayim neschalko l'shvatim. No, Yerushalayim was, but had a din Yerusha, was given away to the Shvatim. Over plukta dani tenoi. This machlokes of Yehuda, the Rabbon is a total machlokes tenoim. The Tanya we learned, Gemara in Megillah. Ma hoya b'chelka sho Yehuda. What chelik did Yehuda have? Harabayis, he had tanka the Harabayis. Halishchoyis v'yazoris. The lishcha and the Azora, even though it was in Yerushalayim, was in the chelik sho Yehuda. O ma hoya b'chelka sho Binyamin. What part of the Beis Hamikdash was in the chelik of Binyamin? Ulam v'heichol o'beis kodesh hakadoshim. The Kodesh Kodashim was in the Chiluk Shal Binyamin. Aber Ritzua Hoysa Yoitza Michelka Shal Yehuda. There was one strip of land that came out from Yehuda's Chiluk. For Nechnesas Lechelka Shal Binyamin. And went into Binyamin's Chiluk. Like one strip of land, like when it was down through the Ulam, through the Hechel, the Kodesh Kodashim, it went through Binyamin's Chiluk, which belonged to Shevet Yehuda. Ubohoya Mizbeach Bonui. And on this Mokim that belonged to Yehuda, that's where the Mizbeach was built. Ubinyamin Atzada Koyim Stairo Leho. Leboloi Bechol Yoin. Every day it bothered Binyamin, how come like one strip of land was taken away from him, given to Yehuda? He wanted to like swallow it up every day. He wanted to get that piece of land. Shenema the Pasuk says, Choyfefolo Kol Hayom. And Lefikach, therefore, Zoche Binyamin Atzadik, Venaso Shpechsizon Legvura. He was Zoche to be the Shpechsizon, to the house, the inn, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, who Ben Kseif of Shochin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu lives, the Shechiner is Ben Shochin. Pakoponim, this Tana holds that Yerushalayim was Neschalku L'Shvatim, was given away to the Shvatim, and Yerushalayim, the Mokum HaMikdash, was given between Binyamin and Yehuda. Trashi, Harabayis V'Lishchos V'Azoris, Tzad HaMizrochi, the Mizrach side, Rechav Harabayis, Ezras Noshim, Kula, the Ezras Yisroel Kula, and Yudal Adama, Shomokim Ragli Drisus Arkanim, Ragli Yisroel, B'Shom HaMizbech, Maschil, Misham Ulamar, B'Chelke Shom Binyamin, Elishab Mokim, Moishav HaMizbeach, the place where the Mizbeach was, Yotzeretzua Michel Kesho Yuda, Venitnasola Kerem Mizrachas Roimus. One part where the Mizbeach was, that part still belonged to Yuda. Chayfev Kodem Amizchachech, Mach Mishayna Masay Tavosay, instead of looking to get it, he's not satisfied. Oshpazizen, Shoya Oren, Nosu Michalkei. That the Oren, that's the Mokam Ika, Mokam Ashchina, where the Oren was, that was in the Chelik Shob Binyamin. The Rakov brought the first time holds that Yerushalayim was Nizchalk L'Shvotim. Fahai Tana Sov Yerushalayim Loi Nizchalk L'Shvotim. But there's another Tana that is not like that. That Yerushalayim has no Din Yerusha, it belongs to the whole Klal Yisrael. The Tanya we learned, Ein Maskirin Batim B'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent out a house in Yerushalayim. Lefi Sheinu Shalhem, it doesn't belong to you. You can't be like a bailo, like a owner in any house in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent it out. Who are you to get the money? It doesn't belong to you. Reb Leza, Reb Sadekaymer, Afloy Mitos. Not even the Mokum where the beds are, also you can't rent it out. So the Tos Yishonim says, Afloy Mitos, Pirush Reb Yisrael, Lefi Shemokum HaMitos, Ein Shalhem. True, the bed itself maybe you do own, but the Mokum, the ground where the bed is, you don't own that ground. Any place where you put something down, you can't rent it out. Because part of the renting is the mokum where it is, the property. And the property of Yerushalayim you don't own. Lefikach, therefore, Oroys Kodeshim, the skin that comes from the behemoth of Kodeshim, Baldish Gazinen, Noitla Noisim Mizroya. The people, the innkeepers, used to take it, Mizroya used to take it there, by force. And Omer Abayish Maminif, and here we see that Orcha Aryeh, it's a nice Derech Eretz, Lemishvag Inish, a person should leave over Gulfo, his leftover pitcher, Umashko, and his leftover skin, Lishkazina, to the people, the innkeeper that he stays by. Now, if you stay by an innkeeper, it's only Derech Eretz to leave there your skin and leave there your old jugs. So here also, by space, the innkeepers had a right to take the skin from Oris Kochim. That's all. But nothing more. The pay they couldn't take because they didn't own it. But Akobar, this must they were allowed to take. That in fact you slept in his house, the innkeeper has a right to take the skin. That's an Urchar, that's a nice Derech Eretz. Akobar, leave your skin there. Trashi Gufa means Kankan Shacheris, his pitches. Umashcha or behemoth, the skin of an animal. Shoshoichet Vyecha Babayas Balabayas. If you go to somebody's house and you shecht an animal and eat the meat there, Hakoponim Derech Eretz is to leave over the skin to the Balabais. Fred Gemara, U de Kforim, mi metame benegoyim. What do you want to tell me though for sure? That the Bati Knesias of the Kforim, the small cities, has Tumas Negoyim. For Tanya we learned, Liachuza. What does Lachuza mean? Acheyich b'shuwaisa. That you have to capture Eretz Yisrael. Kiv shuwais, let's say after they captured Eretz Yisrael, v'loi chelku l'shvatim, but they didn't divide the Eretz Yisrael yet, it's no good, it hasn't tumas negoyim. Chelku l'shvatim, even after they made a chalukah, they made a Yerusha to the shvatim, v'loi chelku l'beis ovis, you didn't divide it up to the beis av, to which house you get, it's no good, l'beis ovis v'ashad l'mishpochis. It's not enough just time to say this land belongs to Shevet Yehuda. You have to divide it up to each mishpacha to know which land each mishpacha takes. Even if the whole mishpacha divided up, this land belongs to this family. But everybody in the family doesn't know yet which part belongs to him. Minayin, how do we know? There's no din tumas negoyim yet. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Uboa sheloi habayis. Where is the tumas negoyim if the house belongs to you? Vidashim mishim yuchid loy. The house has to be miyuchid to know. We know clearly this is your private house. Yotzu elu, shem yuchadim loy. Mashenkin, if the family owns the property, but we don't know each member of the family which house belongs to you, there's no tumas negoyim. Sechur, every botik can see us, look, even the kfarim, even if it belongs in the small towns, look, also, we're not miyuch, we don't know who the owner is. So since it belongs to the rabbim there, why is it tumas negoyim? Ela machvatik ashnim yikara. You have to come to answer the way we said before. What is pei beis dira? That's like true. That's time to show the fact that it belongs to the rabbim, havadar has no tumas negoyim. The only time there is a tumas negoyim by a basic knesses is only if there's a base dira there. It's only if the basic knesses, the shamash lives there. So since the shamash has his base dira there, that's called the bayis miyuchad loy. So because of the base dira of the shamash, that's called the bayis miyuchad loy. Therefore, it has tumas negoyim. But not for that, the echnami would not have tumas negoyim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yud Beis. We'll go over again the last Gemara we learned yesterday. Again, the Shaila was, we had a machloikis, still really in the Brises. One Brises said that a basic Knesset has Tumas Negoyim, and one Brises says a basic Knesset does not have Tumas Negoyim. So the Gemara says, for what one Teret, the last Teret was,